And a person who's in high school would be a high school
student.
Person employed by a businessman to look after his correspondence is called his private.
He's employed to do what? Look after his what?
Correspondence and type and things like that.
His secretary.
A woman who appears in plays or movies is?
An actress. Actress.
No. Your nationality, my nationality, and all of us born in the U.S. or we're all
Americans. That's what I'm saying.
What names? Would you ever hear any kind of joking names for blacks or Negroes? Do you ever call them darkies or something?
Darkies. Niggers and burrheads. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever hear any other names like that at all?
Hell yeah.
some repeatable ones. I had a pen here I lost somewhere.
I don't have one.
Well, that's okay. I got a tape recording. It's almost good. Did you ever hear of any names for poor white people? Maybe somebody that has no education, doesn't work, or something like that.
Trash.
What would a redneck be?
From the backwoods.
Uh-huh. How could you tell a redneck from another person? Would it be the way they dressed, or the way they spoke, or the kind of temperament they had, or how could you tell a redneck if you were?
Probably the way he dressed and speech.
Mm-hmm. What about a cracker?
Yeah.
Could you distinguish a cracker from a redneck?
I call us all crackers.
What would you call somebody that maybe lives in the country, doesn't know anything about town ways? If somebody were joking, what would they call him? Did you ever call him a hillbilly or a hayseed?
Mm-mm.
Would you ever have any names for somebody that lives in the swamp?
Tar Heels.
Can you think of what the origin for that would be? Mm-mm.
They call them Tar Heels here, you know. Mm-hmm. The swamp, they do a lot of turpentine.
Yeah.
They call them Tar Heels out of the flatwoods.
Uh-huh.
Valosta's number one naval goods in the nation, you know.
Yeah. That's pretty good, because there's a railroad from here at Jacksonville, isn't there?
Yeah.
They got all the naval things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's
almost.
If you slip and catch yourself, you might say, well, it's a dangerous place, I
almost fail.
Somebody's waiting for you to get ready so you can go out with him. You might say, you gonna be ready soon? You might answer, well, I'll be with you in
a minute.
If you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you might ask somebody, how
far?
If you're pointing at something nearby, you might say, look
that.
If you want to know how many times, you might say, how blank do you go into town?
How many?
Mm-hmm. How many or how
much?
If you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to vote for that guy, you might say, well, me
either.